I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Thursday, November 11th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. A petition to recall Westside Los Angeles City Councilmember Mike Bonin is submitted. The city clerk is reviewing it to see if it qualifies for signature verification. Bonin tells KPCC the petition comes from critics of his approach to the homelessness crisis.
People who have been battling me to stop homeless housing and homeless services on the West Side for a very long time, backed up by some dark money donors and some right-wing advisors, are trying to get me out of office. And this really, I think, is going to be a referendum, if it qualifies, it'll be a referendum on how we confront the homelessness crisis in Los Angeles.
Organizers of the recall effort say Bonin, in their words, has a history of broken promises, terrible public policy proposals, and unwillingness to represent the interests of the people of the West Side of Los Angeles. And now an update on what happened to the unhoused people who were living in the encampment that became known as Veterans Row. It was near the West LA Veterans Affairs campus on San Vicente Boulevard. The sheriff targeted the camp for cleanup over the summer, and officials cleared it earlier this month. A spokesperson for the VA's LA regional office says 28 out of 33 unhoused veterans living there accepted services. 21 have enrolled in a VA program offering meals, medical care, and housing and employment assistance. Six are in hotels and are working with case managers to get into permanent housing. With COVID-19 cases rising in Los Angeles County, Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer tells KPCC she believes waning immunity may be a factor, especially among vaccinated older people experiencing breakthrough infections.
They tend to also be more likely to get devastating illness when they do get infected. So waning protection is real, and people who are eligible for boosters need to get boosted.
Director Ferrer says vaccines and boosters will make the big difference in keeping cases down this winter. That's in contrast to the surge that got underway this time last year in 2020 when we did not have the shots. On this Veterans Day in Palm Springs, the city is hosting its 24th annual Veterans Parade. This year's theme is honoring all who served, and the parade is set to start at 3:30 this afternoon at Palm Canyon Drive and Ramon Road. It is set to end at Alejo Road. Hate crimes rose in Los Angeles County last year by a startling 20%. KPCC's Josie Huang says more than 600 hate crimes were reported, the most since 2008.
County officials attribute the jump to a tumultuous year that saw protests against racial inequity, a polarizing presidential race, and also the scapegoating of Asian Americans for the spread of the coronavirus. Robin Toma leads the county's Human Relations Commission.
This was a perfect storm that brought into focus so many phenomena that tore at our society's social fabric and surfaced many pre-existing prejudices, intergroup tensions, and divisions.
Black residents were again overrepresented as victims. They made up 42% of racial hate targets, while comprising only 9% of the county's population. White residents made up 12% of victims, while accounting for 28% of the population. They, too, saw a spike in targeting, the largest of any group, in fact, 127%. In more positive news, rates of crimes motivated by religion and gender fell by double digits. I'm Josie Huang.
The LA City Council is set to vote tomorrow whether to direct city officials to create a potential reward program for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of hate crime perpetrators. The motion from Councilmember John Lee notes the LAPD last year recorded a 114% rise in hate crimes against the Asian American Pacific Islander community. Temperatures in low desert communities will be in the low 90s. Elsewhere in the coastal valley areas, it'll be in the mid-80s to around 90. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.